Friday Night Wine Fight contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
I push the button.
That was real loud, my ears. That's creepy as shit.
Welcome to Friday Night Wine Fight.
I'm Amy.
I'm Bianca.
And I'm Sarah. We are three Melbourne girls who had nothing better to do than to start a podcast while we were living La Vida Loca. And now we're doing it for the fourth fucking time.
Actually, we were living La Vida Lockdown. And
yeah, well. And we're back. Oh, we don't care. We're not living anything. We're living our house. So, we take aim at a topic each week with a bottle or three of wine and try to make some sense of it and yeah. Ourselves.
Yeah.
And autocorrect. Right, ladies, what are we drinking?
All right, well, look, in honor of lockdown 4.0, I'm drinking a lot. Yeah. So, I'm starting off with my dinner for this evening, which is Jen Pfeiffer, Rocket Like a Redhead, the Rebel Merlot. And I'm going to follow that up with my dessert for the evening. I've been sent a can of this cider to try and rate. So I'm going to crack into it. And it's going to be my dessert for the evening because it is Zephyr Cider Co., which is made in New Zealand. Shout out to all our New Zealand peeps. What's up? Yes.
Yeah.
And it is apple crumble infused cider. So that's going to be my dessert. I'm going to be on the ground. Good night.
I think it's going to taste nice.
I don't know.
In a diabetic coma.
Yeah.
With the bottle of red that I'm currently consuming, I'm probably going to die. So.
Yeah.
Send help. Send help. Yeah.
Okay. I cannot help. Because I am drinking Cab Merlot. And, yeah, it's actually, it's very watery, this one, quite honest. And it's from Margaret River in Western Australia, and the winery is called Evans and Tate, and the bottle is called Smooth Operator, yes, which goes with tonight's topic, because that's what I tried. Yeah, as close as I could find to tonight's topic, Smooth Operator.
Wine matching with the topic. Love it.
And Bianca's the only one that does it, because I definitely don't.
I'm part of a wine pyramid scheme, so yeah, well. I just order my box of wine and I drink it.
Well, I forgot to go to the bottle shop because I was doing other things. So I rummaged through my stash again and I found one that I forgot I bought a while ago. So it's called Elysian Springs and it's a Sierra.
Oh.
And I had a mouthful of it when I first opened it, and I went, oh, God, I don't think I'm going to enjoy this. And as I've been sipping it, it's kind of grown on me. But I think I do enjoy it.
Well, you're just getting drunk, mate, and you don't care.
Well, look, I'm still on my first glass, so.
Persevere.
See how we, So, Amy, what's our topic for the night?
Stop right now, buy us a coffee. Okay, that's the best I can do. But seriously, folks, we now have a buy me a coffee. If you missed it last week, I'm telling you again. So, yes, head on over to our buy me a coffee. I don't have any links. Really not organized.
You can find it on our blog and you can find it, you can find links to it on our Instagram, our Tumblr, our Twitter, and on our Facebook. Look out for the posts on Sundays.
We'll get better at this. We promise. Not really.
Oh, we make no promises.
Sorry, not sorry.
We make no promises. Ever.
Yeah.
Friday Night Wine Fight is not contractually obligated to fulfill this promise.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
All right. So, all right. Well, now we know about that. I will back onto tonight's topic. So this one is so close to my heart, and this is something that I read. I actively go out of my way to find and read, and I love it so much. Tonight's topic is the world's dumbest criminals. Yes, so good. So criminal enterprise is fraught with danger. Yeah, I mean, as if that's not a given. You could get into a physical altercation with your victim. You could get caught. You could hurt yourself in a variety of ways. The list goes on. However, sometimes the biggest risk to a criminal is themselves. Just like every day, just like every other occurrence, when you're not that smart throughout your day, I mean, things are just fraught with danger anyway, and this happens to me all the time.
Yeah.
So things can go pear-shaped in my life so quickly because I'm not that bright, and it happens.
Yeah.
However, when you're not Sarah or Bianca and you hear about criminals doing dumb stuff, it's funny. When you hear about me doing dumb stuff and you're Sarah and Bianca, oh, yeah, it's definitely still funny. There's no sympathy. Yeah, that's how the rest of the world feels about criminals, guys. Yeah, there's no sympathy because you're like, well, you're trying to do something bad. Well, I feel sorry for you. This is funny.
Yeah.
No sympathy. No. So just to give you a quick couple of warm-up stories, here are a few fun ones. So in Australia, a would-be thief broke into a Melbourne bakery, and for all his troubles, he trapped himself in a locked storeroom. Whoopsie.
Yeah.
It was captured on CCTV, and he was stacking chairs and containers and bins to try and climb up through the roof quite desperately, actually. The cameras in the storeroom rolled for about 30 minutes as he tried to scale the pile, and it kept crashing down.
Then
he eventually freed himself, but here's the kicker. He handed himself in. He actually turned up to the police station and said, okay, all right, it was me, done. Just, I'm done. But all my questions, it was me.
Oh, my God.
I tried to find the footage of that and I can't find it, so sorry about it. Yeah, in Croatia, modern technology foiled this felon when he and a mate were found with 103 grams of marijuana. Sorry for our American listeners, I didn't actually do the conversion. So about 103 grams, it's not really that much, I don't think. So while they're at the station for questioning, a third man sent a text to one of these guys being questioned, and it says, water my weed, please. So the police then went to this guy's place by tracking him down through the mobile phone and found a small plantation in the backyard. Yeah. That person was convicted of possession and intent to deal drugs, and his two mates, who got picked up in the station, which is why he was busted in the first place, were let off due to lack of evidence.
103 grams is 3 ounces.
It's nothing.
Oh, now it's worth a bit.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
I'm just thinking,
I'm the shadiest out of all of us. I'm telling you, you could make some money.
I'm just thinking, like, if I buy, like, a single apple at the supermarket, that's how freaking vanilla I am. If I just buy, like, or if I buy, like, one grape, how much could that be? Oh, that would probably be about 200 grams or 100 grams. I have no way to have any sort of, I don't know, test of this in my brain. I literally have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair enough.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. So next time I know one of you guys are going to do something, I'm definitely sending water my weed, please, just to see if the cops turn up.
Yeah. Yeah, because when you think about, like, street value, like, 1 gram, so he's got 103, right? So 1 gram is about $25.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're in the wrong business, mate.
I know. If only it was legal.
We weren't so dumb, we could probably do it. I know.
Oh, yeah. We get caught in, like, 2 seconds. Oh, God, yeah. This is why we don't do it.
Yeah, this is why we're not shady, Sarah, is because we're dumb.
We're too dumb to be shady.
It couldn't even work out what a gram was. So, yeah.
No fucking idea. So anyway, all right. So I'm going to crack on to my criminal. Now, I'll be discussing a gent by the name of Ruben Zarate. Let me tell you the tale of young Ruben.
I said never heard of him. Yes, tell me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in March 2008, the incident started at about 8 a.m. when a masked man armed with a revolver came into a muffler shop in Chicago in the USA and began demanding money, said Jose Cedar, who was a mechanic at the shop at the time. Employees told him that they had very little money and they couldn't open the safe. They had to wait for the manager. So the man left two phone numbers for the employees to call him on when the owner returned, or the manager. Yeah. And he needed to make sure that they opened the safe before he was called so that he knew it was open and he could come down and rob them. Yeah. There was quite specific instructions left, I believe. Jose said to this one reporter who reported this particular article that I found that the man said, "You guys better call me, otherwise I'm going to come back and shoot you." Yeah.
That's terrifying. Better call him back.
Yeah. Instead of calling him back, they just called the police. Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Rude.
So anyway, officers dressed in plain clothes came to the shop and told employees to call the man. The man returned at about noon wearing the same mask and black clothing, and the officers told the employees to get into the back of the shop. A police source said that the man pulled a gun from his hooded sweatshirt and at least one officer opened fire. The perpetrator's injury was not thought to be life-threatening. They just shot him in the leg. But they just shot him. Yeah. He turned up and they shot him. Yeah.
Okay.
Amazing. I'm not going into it. Before you ask, don't bait me. Don't ask me questions. I'm not going into why they just shot him. I'm not going down that rabbit hole.
Oh, no. Let's ask questions about that. I think it's a wonderful story. Bless his cotton socks.
Yeah. So he survived the incident. And the perpetrator, Mr. Zarate, was charged with attempted robbery and aggravated assault of a police officer. Yep. But they were his charges. So, kids, we learned today. We learned that.
I understand how he assaulted a police officer.
We could speculate. I could look up some interesting quote-unquote facts that came from potential witnesses and family members that came out during the court case. But we're going there. I'm just going to concentrate on the funny because that's what I do.
Yep.
So what did we learn today, kids? We learned that if you're going to rob somewhere, make sure that somebody who's on the premises can open the safe. Do your reconnaissance. Do your homework. It's good for you.
Yeah.
Yes. If
people that are on the premises at the time can't open the safe, just take the safe with you. Why was it hard? I don't understand. Don't leave your phone number. They're not calling you. Maybe. Okay, maybe heavy. All right, cool. Heavy. So go find somewhere else. Yeah.
Move on.
Yeah. And I suppose the biggest thing that we learned today, kids, was don't rob people. Fucking get a job. Like, why is it hard? Anyway, that's Amy on her soapbox. I'll get down now. Sarah, on to you.
Thank you. Now back in your cage. So.
I'm locking the door from the inside, just letting you know, from my own protection.
If I swallow the
key and I can't get out,
that's your own fault. Stupid ass criminal, I tell you. Okay, so I've actually got two cases because they're little. So first case, the case of the liquor store. So this occurred in June 2019. So Aaron Morrison stole vodka from a Scottish liquor store and was quickly caught because just this really does it. He left his phone number with the clerk. Yes, another phone number.
Oh, yep.
Because he asked her out on a date.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So he thinks you're hot, but he's gonna rob you anyway. But at least he left you your number. Oh my God. Fucking hell.
Don't ask out the people you're gonna rob.
Don't ask. Yeah, I don't care if you think they're cute. They're not gonna date you. You've just fucking robbed them. So the next one happened in December of 2008. So Grapevine police arrested Aiden Ramirez for impersonating a police officer.
Okay.
So he was on Highway 360. Ramirez pulled over a truck driver with his white van that he had put police lights on and had shown the truck driver his ID, which he had made himself by etching the word police onto a blacked out restaurant gift card.
Oh my Lord.
Now, where he really went wrong with this was he'd forgotten to get rid of the restaurant logo, which was the words Chipotle Mexican Grill and had a picture of a jalapeno in the middle.
Oh, yes. I love that.
Yeah, so authentic for the police.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I think all police should have that as their now, you know, new police badges. Chipotle Mexican Grill with a jalapeno.
I mean, if Victorian police have an upside down pentagram as their logo, like as if that's not sketchy enough.
Yeah, exactly.
They're pretty dodgy.
Well, I'm a big supporter of our
very much a supporter of the police. You still
brothers and sisters in blue. I support them wholeheartedly. I think you need a new logo, guys. Yeah, you might want to come and see Bianca. She draws amazing logos.
Yeah.
It's just going to end up with a chili.
Yeah. It's now going to be a jalapeno.
Chipotle. Oh, we just got a Chipotle in Rye.
Oh,
and I've gone into lockdown, so I haven't even been able to try it yet. American listeners, sympathize with me that I can't try a Chipotle.
Damn. Oh, man. Chipotle. It's like my favorite flavor. I love it. Oh, next to ranch. I've gone full American lately. I don't know why. But yeah, ranch and Chipotle. I freaking love it.
Kind of like Cajun. Like that Cajun flavor that they've got going.
I went through Cajun like probably about 10 years ago. Oh, God. I was so obsessed. Obsessed. Cajun. Everything was fucking Cajun. It was delicious. Yeah.
So, Bianca, what's your topic?
Well. I'm going to tell you both about Dorsey Sanders. Now, the parents of Dorsey, this starts off with the parents of Dorsey Sanders, they're in a bit of divorce. Oh. And Dorsey worries about losing his inheritance in the divorce settlement. Aww. Yeah. So Dorsey wishes to murder his mother, Joanne, to prevent her from receiving half of his father's money.
Fair.
Yeah. So Dorsey's business partner, Scott Burnside, arranges for another employee of their used car dealership, John Barrett, to be hitman to kill Joanne. They agreed payment for the hit would be $20,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
So cheap.
Barrett makes several visits to Joanne's house. Yeah, she becomes suspicious. She writes down the number plate of the car parked in front of her house. And one day, Barrett arrives with the intention of killing Joanne. Before he has a chance, though, Joanne received a call that her mother had been taken to hospital, so she rushed out. And so Barrett went in and he killed Joanne's boyfriend. He then later kills three other men who are contractors working on her house. So that's a total of four murders. And still didn't kill the person that he intended to.
Hang on a minute. He didn't just knock on the door and go, hello, is Joanne home?
No, he's a hitman. He's going in for a hit.
You don't announce
right.
yourself.
Why would you announce yourself? You are the worst hitman ever. I'm never
like home. Hi, is Joanne home? I'm here to kill her.
No, I'll
come back later.
I've got it 2:00. This doesn't work for me. She needs to be home now. Call her. Get her home.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm not completely stupid. I would have had a clipboard and I would have been posing like I was doing a survey. Why does a random survey person know where someone lives? Well, that would be answered later when I shoot them. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, after he waits around and after Joanne doesn't return, he flees the scene. Joanne later returns home to the horror scene and calls the police, and an investigation immediately begins. So the suspicious car she had reported is traced to the dealership her son co-owns. Yeah, it was a car from his dealership. Her son, Barrett, and Burnside all become suspects. Duh, duh, duh. So Barrett is soon arrested and charged with the murders. He would later be sentenced to death. Joanne's son turns himself in voluntarily. Burnside, on the other hand, he goes on the run. His mother, Susan, gets him a flight to Washington where he attempts to start a new life. He works painting houses for $6 an hour and just lives simply. He misses his family and arranges contact with them at times. One evening, Burnside is arrested by DC police for public drunkenness. Surprised we haven't been arrested for that yet.
Shame.
But he is released without being fingerprinted because there was a backlog of arrests and the police, like, just were too busy that evening.
Everybody's too drunk. Stop it.
Yeah.
That's me as a police officer. Y'all too drunk. You need to calm down. Yeah.
So he later changes his appearance and gets a fake passport under his cousin's name. He uses it to flee to the South Pacific island of Rarotonga.
Wait, where is that? That sounds familiar.
I think it's Tonga.
Is that Cook Islands?
I don't know.
I'm going to check.
Yeah. You've interrupted enough already. Shut up.
Yeah.
Through his mother, he sends taunting tapes to the police that throw off the investigation and make them believe he is still in Florida. One day, Burnside's parents decide to join him in Rarotonga. They come and stay there for a week. Then his sister Cheryl decides to cooperate with police and allows them to search a safe deposit box, which yields clues that he's in Rarotonga. Yeah. The family is tipped off while they're over there that the police now know. And so they then proceed to flee to New Zealand. His parents are able to board a plane hassle-free. They're fine. But when Burnside, like his turn to show his passport, he's told he needs another stamp, but he can't get it that day because it was Good Friday. He has to wait until the following Sunday before he can board the next available flight. So during that delay, authorities actually caught up with him and arrested him. So, yes, he has returned to Florida and received 4 life sentences without parole. A decade after the murders, Dorsey Sanders was acquitted of murder and got 4 murder charges reduced to 4 manslaughter charges.
Fucking hell!
I know. And he got a conspiracy charge. And was sentenced to 15 years, but with 10 years spent in prison already, he got 5 years good time. So he was released from prison the day he was acquitted. And, yes, sorry, the lesson I think there is, yes, don't use cars from your own car dealership to commit murder. Also, don't hire your own employees to...
Yeah.
Also commit the murder, especially when they're as big a useless hitman as John Barrett, who kills 4 other people instead of the intended person. And then I'm surprised he actually sat around and waited for her for a bit, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm just wondering, did he, like, just sit down on the couch, like, yes, a bunch of dead bodies. Did
rummage
he set,
the cupboards?
Set them up, like, Weekend at Bernie's? I don't know. There wasn't really enough.
As a throwback, actually, to Sarah's murder case that she did in Murder Down Under, where that crazy woman just, like, posing that guy in, like, different spots. Like, what the fuck?
Hadn't she decapitated him?
Yeah, she set him up, so he's fucking
chilling on the couch.
So that's my stupid criminal. Fucking Dorsey Sanders.
Every time you said Dorsey Sanders, I heard Dory Sanders. And he's just, like, wandering around going, what's happening? What's going on now? I don't know what's going on. Just keep swimming. Just keep killing.
Yeah, but once you've killed four people and your intended hasn't returned, you're like, what do you do?
Yeah, what do you do?
Just get some chips and watch some daytime TV.
I'm just seeing that meme, you know, when he's just like, I'm just waiting for my friends to turn up to my house and there's this dude and he's just like sitting there and he's looking outside and he's doing stuff, just like bored.
I just think it's hilarious that out of all of it too, that fucking Burnside, he just fucked off. He's just like, oh, yeeting myself out of here and went to live in DC and then really fucked off to the Cook Islands. It was Cook Islands, by the way.
I did check that, actually. Yeah. That might be the reason why I had some issues before. But, it was Cook Islands. That was right.
Yeah. So, yeah. I couldn't get into New Zealand, which, it's fine.
Yeah. Neither can we.
Bianca can. She's a citizen.
Oh, yeah. True.
Oh,
Bianca, go on holiday. Oh, I need I need a holiday, so you go have one for me.
I am, If everyone
if you didn't marry have to her, the
freaking quarantine, absolutely, I'm down.
All right, so I'm still going on my red wine. So just for our listeners, I'm going to crack this can because I'm really kind of excited about this. So I'm still in this can of my apple crumble cider. I'm just going to open it up into the mic. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a good crack.
That was a good crack. Yeah, not to steal that off somebody else's podcast. Yes.
Well, look, no, we are all fans of Wine and Crime, and if you haven't listened to it, our listeners, please go listen to it. They are actually amazing. We're not stealing, we just love them. It's the finest form of flattery.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, imitation is a form of flattery, so it's fine. Okay. Yeah. Oh, my God, it tastes like apple crumble in a can.
Yeah, that's what I
think. Oh, my God. I don't look. This can't be my drink of choice for the whole night, but this definitely can be my dessert drink. This is the drink I have before I go to bed. You know how I say to you guys, I will have one more and then I'll go to bed, and then it turns into five more. Can we just make it that the last one is this one?
Okay, I will try.
You can get apple crumble tea.
Yeah, I have it.
That will probably taste the same as that without the alcohol.
I also have Lamington.
This can actually says try me with vanilla ice cream, so we could just get bowls of ice cream and tip it over the top, you know, like an affogato.
Oh, I freaking love affogato.
Damn.
Let's wrap this up, ladies.
Oh yeah, let's.
Yeah, so we've had so much fun researching this topic, as we have with every topic we have done, pretty much. I'm pretty sure. Don't quote me.
We've enjoyed everything so far. It's been a good ride, guys.
Yeah. It has. Yeah.
But however, we would love topic suggestions because our brains don't work very well. We're running out of bodies. Girls.
Clap it out. So.
as I'm tapping on things.
Because that's who we are as people now.
That's who we are. Come on.
Give us up.
I didn't even realize I was fucking doing it. So if you do have any suggestions, hands, and now I'm actually clapping with my hands.
Like a demented seal. Yeah.
Oh, stop. We would love to hear any topic suggestions you have. So you can email us at FridayNightWinePod@gmail.com. Hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, yep. Twitter, Tumblr, anything else that we have.
Send a raven.
Yeah. I don't know. Do we have owls? Send an owl. Can we leave the Harry Potter?
We were accepting owls now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just a quick one to all our listeners as well. We have some good news for our group, I suppose. We are going on a bit of a hiatus for 2 weeks.
Yes,
Sarah's beautiful sister is getting married, provided that we're not prevented by current lockdown situations.
Yeah.
She's getting married in the beautiful state of Tasmania. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we are praying for you, obviously, all the gods that we know. Dionysus is now my new god. So, yeah, if anyone doesn't know what I'm talking about, listen to last week's episode. And, and then the girls are going on walkabout. I am not going myself because I well overcommitted myself during lockdown and everything else that we've endured. I just sort of went hell for leather, and I've way overcommitted myself this year, so I cannot go to walkabout. However, Bianca and Sarah will be going to walkabout, they will be distributing stickers.
Yes.
If you are listening and you are going to walkabout, you will see Sarah and Bianca distributing Friday Night Wine Fight stickers. Feel free to go up and harass them, because I'm not going to be there. So
definitely.
They literally say drunk people love stickers.
The stickers say that. It's amazing. Drunk people do love stickers. So, yes, if you want a drunk people love stickers sticker, hit us up. We would love that. We will send it to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Our hiatus will extend for 2 weeks, and if you want to be sure that you don't miss a minute of the action, make sure that you tune into our Facebook page, our Twitter page, our Tumblr page, or our Instagram for the dates that we will be unavailable. I was going to say incognito, and then I was going to say unavailable, and it came to unavailable.
Inavailable.
So don't think that's
unavailable. Yeah. We could be incognito. You just don't know.
Sorry. I'm going to make a post. We are unavailable right now.
We are on a break.
We were on a break.
So.
To visit other podcasts while you guys are away, like, it's fine because we're on a break, right?
Yeah.
Sarah goes, it's fine. Yeah,
go for it.
Oh.
No.
So they'll have you
get an 18-page letter front and back. Don't test me.
I write those letters for you. So good luck, motherfucker.
It's all right. You're happy to be. It's our listeners going off and listening to other things. No, stay here. Unless it's wine or crime. And go ahead.
I don't think that our listeners follow me.
Yeah, so to everyone who has listened to our utter bull shenanigans, it's a new word, shenanigans.
Greening all over the place, this is great.
Everyone who has listened to our utter bullshit, we are sorry. We are not sorry, but we are sorry at the same time. And we would like to thank each and every one of you for this and hope that you are not using any of the facts to make important life decisions, but have found us utterly entertaining. Yeah.
Right. Stop breaking the law, asshole. That's all I have to say.
That's all she has to say. Now she's back in her cage.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the key, I never got out.
You need to sound perfect.
Get me a bucket.
No. So. Good life, everyone.
Excellent.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.